Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is politics. What a surprise. Monty and Lockhart has the rundown.
We're going to be speaking with Jay Palmer about the presidential candidates in Nevada.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Jill Derby, Heidi Smith, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Jay Palmer. He's the president of American Strategies, Inc. Ran Mark Amadei's campaign for Congress. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's nice to be here.
We're recording this, and we'll point this out on Thursday, February 2nd, right before the Nevada caucus, and as this will play through the weekend on the radio, you will be held to account for anything you say.
I'll be careful about my predictions then.
Right now, your thoughts. I mean, is it just plain that it's going to be Mitt Romney?
Well, there's been a lot of changes in the election since the last time we talked about that. You know, we've had various winners in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida. But if you ask me as a campaign professional, would I rather have momentum or organization? I'd rather have organization, and I think Mitt Romney has that. Now, the question is probably in Nevada is the battle for second place.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Sheldon Adelson and his family have contributed $11 million to the campaign over the last couple of weeks, but it appears that that money has been burned out in South Carolina and Florida because Gingrich has spent absolutely no money in Nevada, and neither is his super PAC.
Yeah, you know, Florida moving up in the primary and caucus sweepstakes was changed a lot of the planning for the presidential candidates because it's a very expensive state to campaign, a lot of different media markets that you have to hit in order to reach the entire population of Florida. So I can imagine that Gingrich burned through his money pretty quickly trying to compete with what Romney had already planned to do there.
And how strong is Ron Paul this time around versus Gingrich?
Ron Paul likes caucus states, and he has a loyal following of people. It'll be interesting to see, again, that battle for second place and whether Gingrich can move ahead of Ron Paul here. I suspect that the anybody but Romney population in the Republican electorate is sort of split right now between Santorum and Gingrich, and that would allow Ron Paul to hang in there at second place.
You know, as only can happen when Donald Trump gets involved in something, yesterday all over the networks, rumors were flying that he was coming to Nevada today to endorse Newt Gingrich. Now this morning, all the reports are coming out that no, in fact, he's going to endorse Mitt Romney. Well, doesn't this whole thing just make it all look like a joke? And do either one of them want Donald Trump's endorsement?
Well, you know, Donald Trump knows good theater, and I think keeping folks confused as to what he's going to do till the very end is probably something that he's perpetuating because he doesn't want anybody to upstage him by saying, well, it's definitely one or the other. He's spoken highly of all the candidates that are in the race, with Trump, it's hard to say what the impact is. There is certainly a segment of the population that is fascinated with his business acumen, his personality, and that could make a difference in the race. But, if I were making a decision, I would say you take that endorsement and say thank you.
Isn't it more that Barbara Vukanovich has more power in the state of Nevada than Donald Trump?
Hey, Barbara Vukanovich is the queen of the Republican Party as far as I'm concerned. I will always listen to Barbara and defer to her years of experience and her judgment as to what's going on in this state. And I think if Barbara picks sides in an election, then if it doesn't create an automatic following of voters per se, it certainly gets the attention of people in the news media and the establishment of the Republican Party.
And just one more person that he worked with that has turned against him.
There seems to be an awful lot of them.
Did the Republicans make a mistake in caving to New Hampshire and moving the caucus date? That in the past, when we were higher on the calendar, we had everybody flooding into Nevada and tons of money was spent. Now we've got these guys here for just a few days, if that, and just a very modest, nice for Nevada, but a modest media buy compared to in the past. Didn't that really hurt Nevada?
Well, there's no doubt that Nevada was penalized by playing by the rules, as was established by the Republican National Committee. There was a decision made a long time ago by the committee, the governing body, that Nevada would have the position it was supposed to have. Florida jumped the gun on that, which created kind of a ripple effect where New Hampshire said, wait a minute, we're the first primary in the country. We still have to go first, and created that back and forth for a while. But it was unfortunate. The interesting thing is this race is going to go on for quite a while. And the fact that the four candidates have rushed here and started campaigning, albeit for a short window of time, still shows that Nevada is relevant in the process.
Really relevant? I mean, don't you really think that we're just going through the process here to get to Super Tuesday?
We have 28 delegate votes up for grabs. It's proportional, so every candidate that wants to stay in this race and keep going and trying to get into March or April is counting delegates right now and knows the value of winning something versus nothing. So I think the fact that the caucus this time is binding and proportional in terms of the delegate allocation makes it worthwhile for him to campaign here.
What do you think about the idea that Gingrich is now going after Florida and saying that the vote there should be proportional as well?
Well, I don't think he'll win that argument. The party gets to establish the rules by which they allocate the delegates, and Florida has declared itself a winner-take-all state, and I don't think they'll prevail in that any effort to change that.
All right, we'll take a break. More with Jay Parmer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Play Cupid's Cash Giveaway in February at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $10,000 weekly. It's not a long way to get away to Cupid's Cash Giveaway at the Carson Valley Inn.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jay Parma. He's the president of American Strategies, Inc.
Jay, as you've indicated, this process will probably stretch out through April, hopefully, for the Republicans. But I have to say, I have never seen anything like this in a Republican primary. So much for Reagan's golden rule. I mean, how bloodied up is the ultimate candidate going to be when all the smoke clears? I mean, it's the viciousness and the personal attacks. I don't think I've ever seen it in a presidential primary to this extent.
Well, I think what's on trial for all the candidates right now, honestly, is their record. And I think that, you know, Mitt Romney's background as a governor, as a businessman, how he's conducted himself in public office is certainly being challenged by Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich's record, both as speaker and in the aftermath of that and what he's done in his private life, are being questioned. It's really the news media that teed up the divorce issue with Gingrich. I haven't heard a lot of back and forth between the candidates with that. But let me say this. I think that whatever the Republican nominee faces during this primary season is nothing compared to what they're going to get from the Obama presidential campaign. And the fact that there are issues and questions out there to be aired through this process, I think it's good to get it out there and address it so that there aren't a lot of, shall we say, October surprises when it comes down to a general election matchup with the president.
After the Reed Engel race, Mark Melman, the Post, put out an article about just how they had put their campaign together, how they had done this deep polling on all the candidates, and when it became obvious that Sharon Engel was a likely candidate, that they forced these focus groups to accept the fact that she was extreme, and they had to paint that picture of how extreme she was. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that the Engel campaign was not ready and didn't have any money until after the primary, and so therefore it took them 6 weeks to get up to speed. Is it possible for a campaign on the Republican side to both have the money to fund the campaign in the primary season as well as putting together the campaign to go against the president the day after the nomination?
Well, sadly, I'm here to report to you that most campaigns are about money first and foremost. Having enough money to get through a primary, to execute a campaign in a multi-candidate environment like Sharon Engel did, and then turn around and face a well funded, prepared incumbent like Harry Reid was. So, I have long made the argument that the election was determined upon the nomination of Sharon Engel because the Reid campaign knew exactly how to marginalize her based on her rhetoric and her record, and for them to lose that critical middle of the political spectrum, the independents, the Reagan Democrats, and some of the moderate Republicans that just weren't going to vote for her.
Well, and it's the same team that is representing President Obama in this go-around, so you can figure at this point that there is a war room where they are constructing campaigns against three or four candidates that are the most likely candidates to win, and they'll have commercials ready to go day one.
And I will stipulate that the Democrats are very good at that war room technique. It was perfected during the 1992 Clinton campaign. There was a documentary about it that's very good called The War Room, and I think the Republicans need to be prepared for a fierce battle once that nominee is selected.
You know, the unfortunately, the economy for all of us has just been horrific in the country, and the last few months we see seeds of green being planted and some changes both at the state level and nationally. And Obama's numbers have started to come back up a little bit, and the negatives on the other side are so high. What does now this primary and what looks like some hope for the economy, how does that rearrange what the election will look like in November?
Well, I hope that there's no Republican out there that's basing their campaign on the hope that the economy doesn't get better. None of us can stand it. I don't think that there's any of us here that doesn't know someone that's been profoundly affected by the economy, if not ourselves. But, the general election campaign is going to have to be, message-wise, a bridge between optimism, hoping that there's better times ahead because we're Americans and we like to think that way, but a reality that there's still severe problems in our economy, and particularly in sectors of our economy that are not allowing us to recover. And it'll be very interesting to see which sides the candidates take on that, or whether they can strike that balance and communicate that to the voters in a way that they will say, well, he gets it. He wants things to be better, or she wants things to be better, but the reality is that we still have big issues and people that need help.
Do you think the president is as vulnerable as he was when everybody jumped into this race?
No, I don't. And I think that there's an ebb and a flow to people standing in the polls. Bill Clinton looked like a severely damaged presidential candidate in 1994 after the midterm elections, of course, won handily. George H.W. Bush's numbers coming off the Persian Gulf War in 1991 were astronomical, and he ultimately lost the race in a three-way race. So I don't think that Barack Obama is as vulnerable as he was perceived to be a year ago, and the tools that are available to a president running for re-election create a formidable environment for them to work in. So I would give Barack Obama the advantage in the election, regardless of the nominee.
And quick answer to this, because we're out of time, but it's funny, as I sit here and listen to you talking here in this last answer, you sound like a commentator on ESPN talking about a sports network, and it seems to me that in the reality, Fox and MSNBC and the other political channels are much closer to that than they would be to a traditional newscast.
Well, Sam, I live in the real world, and I can go out and make outrageous pronouncements about how radically things are going to change in this country, but incumbent presidents are strong political players, and it really comes down to who wins the nomination and how they position themselves to run against them as to whether the Republicans will have a shot at taking the White House.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What?
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
No one's faster than us. We're all set.
You guys are good.
At GlassPro, we guarantee the lowest prices in town. With a $50 to $100 deductible, we'll replace your windshield at no cost to you. Get your free windshield installed by certified and experienced glass technicians, all with a nationwide warranty, only at GlassPro.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I want to point out again this show is being taped on Thursday the 2nd, right before the caucuses, so don't hold us guilty if something is said here that is not accurate by the time we get to Sunday. Great Power Pundit panel as always. Sean Carey is here, a political columnist for the Reno News and Review. Jill Derby is the former Nevada Democratic Party chair. Heidi Smith, Republican National Committee woman for Nevada. And it's interesting, Marlene, you were talking about seeds of green starting to show up in the Silver State. Las Vegas Sands numbers are phenomenal coming out of Macau and Singapore. Stabilized in Las Vegas. It's just good cash flow. Caesars is announcing that their IPO at $10 a share, which is about half the price of MGM. So we really are seeing some optimism in our major industry.
That's right. Sales numbers were up 9% over last year. You know, I think it's really good news for the state, and I hope it's an opportunity to take advantage and do some things that we haven't been able to do in a long while. But talking about the presidential campaign, you heard me ask Jay, did the Republicans miss an opportunity to really have a huge national presence in the caucus date being moved, Sean, in your view?
I think Nevada blew an opportunity. I really think Nevada blew an opportunity. I think Nevada should have told New Hampshire to pound sand. We had a place in line that is, that definitely makes sense when you take a look at the demographics in the country. I mean, there's too much of a focus on one half of the country and not enough of a focus on the other half of the country. And the race is basically over at this point.
And Joe, you were chair when we had that phenomenal presidential caucus in Nevada, and we had every candidate you could imagine coming through the state. I mean, it was just thrilling to meet all the prospective candidates and then the attention Nevada received nationally.
We were in the national spotlight. We had those candidates coming in for weeks and weeks and weeks prior to the caucus. And it was not only, I mean, it really put us in a national spotlight in a way we'd never been before. And to be third in the sequence, a big deal. So really, when we lost that slot on the Republican side this time around, I thought we mustn't let that happen. We've got to regain that. It really gave Nevada a voice that we've never had before in that whole process. And as you know, we had a tremendous turnout in 2008 on the Democratic side, and it was because we had the candidates here for weeks in advance.
Okay.
This time, disappointing.
Heidi, the pile has landed in front of you. Your thoughts.
As it always does, since I was involved in this. Listen, the RNC had it set up. We were to go in February. Everybody had their place in line. Florida had their place in line. Then the chairman of the Florida party died. And the legislature took over and thought, oh, we don't care. We'll lose half of our delegates, but we'll be up there in the front. There was nothing that the party or we could do to stop them. And there were major phone calls. I think I heard from New Hampshire every day about this. One of the problems was they made a phone call and asked us to set a date, and then they would follow up. Well, the date got announced to the press, and New Hampshire couldn't follow through. They did not understand that we met on a Saturday. They thought everybody met on Tuesdays. So this year, as far as I'm concerned, is what it is. But in 2016, I think that we're going to have to look at doing it on a Tuesday night, like other states. And we're still up there at the top. The RNC is not going to change us. Did we get the people that we needed? Well, we are proportional, where we had the opportunity to be winner-take-all. So with proportional, they get a less amount of delegates. I think we have to review that. But I think in 2016, we're going to find that we will be meeting on a Tuesday night. That takes care of Saturday as the Sabbath.
I have read where the party is doing and prepared to do all kinds of innovative electronics and results by Twitter and
yes.
and Facebook and using the social media. There has been a concern with the changes within the party and some disorganization about the process. Do you think that will go smoothly on Saturday?
It is supposed to, and I'm hoping it will. We took a lesson from the Obama people. They used the electronics very well, and why not use the same thing? You know, it's been tested, it works, and that is what will be happening more and more. And the media will hear it or see it on a tweet or on Facebook, or they can call the old-fashioned way.
Sean, what do you think about that? Because you're very much involved in social media.
I think that's the wave of the future. We're going to see the campaigns on the ground. I mean, there's already talking, the new fundraising system, for example, like we all have iPhones, you can get a credit card reader that plugs into your iPhone, and Barack Obama has already announced that his operatives will be on the ground with credit card readers attached to their smartphones or whatever handheld device they're carrying. So, I mean, it is the way things are going.
So it's no longer a hand in your pocket, but a hand on your phone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jill, what are your thoughts about this? Because isn't there a gap between the people who are using social media for the most part and then an older citizenry that definitely comes out to vote?
Well, there is a gap, but, you know, one of the things we're seeing is that the Obama campaign is very organized in Nevada. They have been on the ground here for a year organizing 7,000 volunteers around the state, and they're looking at that gap and making sure that the people who don't have access and don't use social media aren't left out, because at the end of the day, every vote counts.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much, and we'll look forward to announcing the results of the caucus next week. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's the super sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture now at super low prices. Like all these tempting recliners at this unbeatable value. And your choice of sofa styles for this spectacular price. With more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at super savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the super sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
While Nevada families lost everything in the housing crisis, Newt Gingrich cashed in. Gingrich was paid over $1.6 million by the scandal-ridden agency that helped create the crisis.
And I offered advice, and my advice is a historian.
An historian? Really? Sanctioned for ethics violations, Gingrich resigned from Congress in disgrace and then cashed in as a D.C. insider. If Newt wins, this guy would be very happy.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
You've done your time. Now it's your time to be well taken care of at Carson Plaza for all-inclusive independent retirement living. Carson Plaza in Carson City for a limited time offers your choice of two, up to $1,800 in packing and moving services, 1 month free rent, a 32-inch flat screen TV, or a $500 gift certificate to RC Willie. Call now for a free tour and complimentary lunch appointment at 883-1221. That's 883-1221.
It's what we worked all year for.
It's our time to shine.
Right here together.
All eyes on us tonight.
It is on for a touchdown.
On February 5th, the world will watch as the biggest Sunday night of all returns to NBC.
Super Bowl 46.
Only on NBC.
Watch News 4's coverage of Super Bowl 46, Sunday, February 5th.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up next week, we're going to be talking with Senate candidate Mark Hutchison and Richard Trachuk.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.